Welcome, we are live.
Hi everybody.
This is the moment you've been waiting for. At least we've been waiting for this
moment
for
some time. It's been a long time, we've been waiting for this for a long time.
So if you're tuned right now on Channel 9 or you're watching us from the Dev Center, this is App Dev on Xbox. Today we're gonna talk about developing apps on Xbox, on new consoles that you see here. This event is completely live. We're streaming from Redmond. This is the new Channel 9 studio here in the Microsoft headquarters. And so we're going to bring a bunch of speakers today to come and talk about different deep dives on different part of the development pipeline on Xbox. And then we'll close the day with some Q&A with some of the engineers from the Xbox team. If you have any question, we have an hashtag for you. It's Xbox App Dev, and so you can use that hashtag to ask questions. We'll answer questions throughout the day, and we'll also go back to the end of the day and see anything that was unanswered. And of course, like if you have any feedback, we're all here for you, and so please share it with us. Like we'll get better, and we'll listen to this feedback.
That's right. We want to make sure that we get all the questions answered, make sure we get you all the information that you need at the right moment.
Excellent. So, bit of introductions. We are your two hosts for the beginning of the day. My name is Giorgio. I'm here with Nicola. Nicola is the mastermind behind this event. And so a lot of the things you're going to see today are here just because of Nicola.
I was just saying that.
Yes. And I have the pleasure to lead a team that works closely with developers. And our goal is really to help developers building amazing experiences on our platform. Recently, we were on the road with the Build Tour. And we've been in nine countries, I think, around the world.
It was a long list of countries, yes.
It was a long list. But this time we wanted to be as available as possible to everyone. So we decided to bring all the engineers in front of the camera and do this live. Yeah. And we also work with developers on other projects. For example, recently we released the UWP Community Toolkit, which is just another way to help developers building compelling experiences on UWP. So agenda for today is very straightforward. The goal of today is to help you understand what it takes to build an application from literally setting up the tools up to setting up your console for a development environment and then up to developing and publishing to the store. And so if we do this right, at the end of this event, you'll be able to publish an application to the store. The focus will really be on applications, and we're going to look at different type of applications throughout the day. But I think one of the common question is, can anybody build an application?
Yeah, I mean, we've been asking this question for a long time, and we've been going through the process of enabling this for everybody. And now it's finally we can actually say, yes, anybody can
yes.
do this.
So you don't need to be a friend of Microsoft, ever cousin, and call the people in Redmond to whitelist you in a secret list. Everybody has now access to all the tools and everything that you need in the store to publish an application to our consoles. So the focus, as I said, will be on applications. But what about games?
Well, that's interesting. Well, everything that we're going to talk about today, even though it's focused on apps, it's still relevant for game developers. So you can still follow along the day and still listen in and get all the information we're going to say. But we actually have a program just for game developers on Xbox called ID at Xbox. And we have a lot more resources that you can go and visit on xbox.com/ID and just be able to get even more into the whole process of how to develop games for Xbox, how to publish them to the store.
Great. So everything that we are talking about today is relevant for the entire development on Xbox as well as UWP. We're going to focus on applications for this event. So before we get into the Xbox-specific content, I want to share just a couple of quick concepts and terminologies that we're going to use a lot during the day. First of all, if you are not familiar already with Windows 10, I mean, you should be familiar by now, please install it, it's great. And it's the operating system run across all of the Windows 10 devices. From the small IoT boards, for example, here I have a Raspberry Pi 2, it's just one of the many IoT devices that run full Windows 10, up to 2-in-1 devices like the Surface Book that we're using today, or my Xbox One or my Xbox One S, even the Surface Hub and other devices. For example, I conveniently have here a HoloLens device. Well, this device just runs Windows 10 like any other device on this table. And that's really like one of the dream that we aspire to. And now it's possible, it's a reality, where we have one operating system, one experience across all devices. When we look at the momentum with Windows 10, we're actually seeing a lot of users that upgraded to Windows 10 over the last year. We're over 350 million active devices. So these are people using Windows 10 and loving in Windows 10. And we are now in a process where we can keep Windows 10 updated as a service. So every month we release new updates. And we'll talk shortly about some of these. The other number that I wanted to point to is actually the number about the store. It's interesting, you know, when we think about the store, if you have a mobile device, you kind of got used to look at the store as the place to find your apps. The same concept translates actually to all of the Windows 10 devices. And so whether you're on an Xbox or you're on a Surface or you're on a Windows 10 device or on your HoloLens, the store is the place where, as a developer, you can publish your content, as where the consumers will go and search for your content. And we're seeing more and more people actually using the store to find the content that they want, the content that they love. And so this is an opportunity, obviously, as a developer, to put your content in front of the Windows 10 family of devices. And now, like a technical term, UWP. You know, we like acronyms in Microsoft. This stands for Universal Windows Platform. This is how we describe the development platform that powers all of the devices. And so when you build an application, you have a set of tools, a set of APIs, a set of services, and this runs across all of the Windows 10 devices that I just mentioned. Same is for the store. We have one store, so you create one store account as a developer, you publish one application, and the same application will work across all of these devices. And of course, you can tune and tailor the experience for each form factor, and we'll look at how to do this, for example, on Xbox today. And then if you're an enterprise and if you need to manage your devices, well, you can do that. And we offer like a lot of tools as Microsoft to increase productivity and security and manageability of devices. And again, all the Windows 10 devices are connected and powered by the same tools. So UWP is a term we're going to use a lot today. This is our development platform. So this is, you know, what you're going to get used to by developing Xbox apps. Just this month, earlier this month, a couple of weeks ago, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, earlier this month.
We released an update to Windows 10. We call it Anniversary Update, which brings a lot of new capability for consumers and also to developers. It adds, thousands of APIs. I think it was 2,000 new APIs that are now available for developers. But the one that I'm most excited about is actually the ability to target the console, like an Xbox One, with a UWP application. And so now, anyone can take a console and turn it into a development device where you can build, deploy, test your applications, and when you're ready, you can submit it to the store. This is like a dream come true for me.
It's been happening 4 years. I think we've been announcing this for several years now. We've been talking about Xbox One. You can develop. Everyone can develop. It's coming. Now it's finally here. And even yesterday with the announcements, I think we did a big push, and everybody can do it.
Right. Just yesterday afternoon, just in time for this event, we actually announced that the store is now ready to ingest your application. So you can go to the store today. And actually, everything we're going to show you today, you can do it straight away. Like, you don't need to wait. Everything is available to any developer to go and do and repeat what we are going to do in this event. All right, so enough slides. You know, if you know us already, you know we like to get into the code, get our hands dirty. We like to actually play with demos and show you what's possible versus just slides of the platform. And so what we thought we would do for this kickoff is to show you four experiences. Yeah. These are four examples of applications that you can develop on Xbox. It doesn't mean you can build only this type of experiences. You can build any type of application. But we're going to focus on four. We have a news app, music,
a weather,
and a video application. Yeah. And we also play a bit with technologies. And so one of the examples will be an app built with XAML and C#. Another one will be built with Xamarin. The third one will be built with Unity. And the last one will be a web application. And then we're going to put it together, and during the rest of the day, we're going to go deeper in the deep dives of each individual technology. So why don't we get started?
That's great. So let's go ahead and switch over to the PC that I have right here in front of me. First app I'm going to show you is the news application. Now, this is an application that we envisioned of how it will look like if it were running across the desktop, or running across the phone, across the Xbox as well. You can see this application running right here. It's fully responsive. On the desktop, you can see I can navigate to different stories. It's full with animation, and it just works on the PC here. I can also run it on my phone, which I have right here on the desk. It's a Windows phone, and I'm going to use the Project My Screen application to actually see what I'm seeing. There it is. So now I have the same application running on the phone as well. Let's go ahead and navigate to the exact same story, and you can see the content just flows and it adapts to the application. So this is just a single application. It's one binary run across both devices. Now, in fact, I'm actually debugging this application right now in Visual Studio. And this is the tool that you use to develop Universal Windows applications. And what you notice here is actually that this is just one project, a universal Windows project. And I'm using this project as one binary, and I'm deploying it to the mobile device like the phone, to a desktop, as well as in the Xbox. And as we mentioned, the Visual Studio allows you to easily develop these applications and even see what they will look like across multiple devices. So for example, I have a page here of the application. And I can actually go in, there's a dropdown, which allows me to select what device this, I want to see what this device will be running on, so I can see what it will look like, let's say, on the Xbox, or on the phone, or on the IoT device, a HoloLens device. And I can easily select that, and I can adapt the UI just so I can actually see it. So I don't have to run it on the Xbox just so I can see what it looks like on the Xbox. Now, once you're ready to run this on the Xbox, it's very simple. All you have to do is use the dropdown here and just target a remote machine, or you can go to the project properties and switch down to remote machine there as well. You notice here we have a name of the device. I've called my device Boxy. I thought that was a cute name. Or you can put the IP address of the device that's already been converted as a development device. And all you have to do is just run it at this point. So let's go ahead and switch to the Xbox so we can see what the Xbox looks like right now. And you'll see as soon as I run remote, the application will start up. The debugger on Visual Studio will attach immediately. You'll be able to see the application running on the Xbox. So you notice, here's the application. It looks very similar, but it's actually been adapted for the Xbox. We've made the content a lot bigger on the Xbox. We've made it a lot easier to use with the controller, so that way it's a lot easier to get to the items instead of having to use a mouse or touch. And the content is actually the same. You can see here I can navigate, I get the exact same navigation, I can get the exact same, same animations. And we also have videos. Now, videos are king on the Xbox. The media applications actually are one of the most popular applications on the Xbox. So having video on here is very important. So let's say you can play a video, and you can play it back. You can go back, and it just works really great. So this is just an example of an application that works across the desktop, the phone, and the Xbox. And you can see how you can adapt the code using different input modalities, but yet still using the exact same code that runs across all these different devices.
Awesome. And for people watching online, we have a couple of consoles here on this table, so it's probably worth saying which console were you using now?
Correct. So right now we're using the Xbox One S for this deployment.
Here.
That's Boxy, yes.
This is Boxy. That's what's Boxy. The black console? Do
I
you have a name
that
for
one
that?
Yet. No,
not yet. But nothing prevents you from using, you know, an Xbox One console for development. So you can actually deploy and develop application on both consoles. So this was just an example of, let's go back to slides. This was just an example of how you can get started. It's that easy. The power and the magic of the UWP platform allow you to create one project, build one application, and then deploy that application across multiple devices. And later in the day, we will have a session where Jason will cover more details about the XAML language and some of the best practices to build an application using XAML. One scenario that we often hear from developers is, you know, you are probably targeting multiple devices, and you have one application that wants to run on multiple devices from multiple type of consoles, whether it's Xbox One or it might be the Apple TV, to even mobile devices, for example, Windows Phone or iOS or iPhone or Android. And so recently, we acquired Xamarin. Xamarin is a great tool. It's a great productivity solution that helps developers really share a lot of the code base when you build application across multiple platforms. Xamarin supports multiple devices already today. Previously, in the past, I think we talked a lot about using Xamarin to build application on Android and iPhone, for example, using C#. That's like the power of Xamarin. Today, we're going to show you Xamarin to build application that works on both Xbox One, as well as Apple TV that we have here running under the table.
Yeah, that's right. So if we actually go back to my dev PC, I can show you what this project looks like. Here I'm again in Visual Studio, and you can see here I have my project solution. And instead of having one project this time, I have multiple projects. I have a project for UWP, which is the same one you saw before, as well as a project for tvOS. In addition, I also have a lot of shared code. So here I have some shared projects where it contains all the code that's shared across the tvOS and UWP projects. It's just referenced there. If I expand in these, you'll see here that we share a lot of the code for things like the models, talking to a cloud service, managing things like a playlist. This is a music application, which allows me to play music and manage a playlist. So all of that code, all of that logic is actually shared. I don't have to write it multiple times. If you look at the tvOS project, you notice that everything here is done in C Sharp. It's all C Sharp files. It's all done. But in addition to using C Sharp, you still use the native controls of the platform. You still use the native APIs. They're just translated. So for example, if you open up one of the view controllers, if you're a tvOS or iOS developer, this will look familiar to you because we're using the same APIs that you're familiar already with on the platform. And we even have storyboards here that you can use to connect to develop your UI even right here into Visual Studio. Now, I want to show you what this looks like on the tvOS, so on the Apple TV. So let's go ahead and switch over to the Apple TV. And I have the Apple TV right on the homepage. And you know, I have an Apple TV remote right here, you can see, and I'm trying to control the Apple TV. So this is the application right now. It's a media application. If we go back, you'll see this is just an Apple TV. The app's called Music. We didn't put any icons on it because we were too excited to build the application. We actually forgot. But you know, it's still stuff to improve. But here's the application. I can switch between apps. And it looks great. It's a beautiful application that you know, it allows me to just listen to music on the Apple TV.
And you built this this is the same solution, the Xamarin project that you were showing earlier.
Yeah, right? This is the same solution that I was just running on there, exactly. Now, if you switch over to the Xbox, we'll see the same application on the Xbox as well. There it is. So let's go ahead and run it on the Xbox. There it is. So you notice this is the same application. Now I've actually started playing music here. And I can switch between different music, and it works the same way. Now, this is an application that runs on the Xbox, but also runs on multiple devices. So you can easily see this application running on an iPhone or an Android device or on a Windows phone as well. So let's go ahead and switch back to my dev PC, and I can show you what this application looks like when it's paired to a mobile device. In this case, I'm using a Windows phone, but you can develop this easily with Xamarin to run on iOS and Android. So let's go ahead and run this right here next to in my Windows device.
And let's show the phone. Like what we're doing now is just like a little trick. We're running the application on the phone, and we're projecting it on the desktop using a small application.
Exactly.
But there is a physical phone device
right
on the table.
I have a phone right here that you can definitely see. In addition to this, we also have a new app now that was released last week. It's called the Xbox One Mode Companion application. It's available in the store. It's in preview right now. You can download it, which allows you to connect remotely to an Xbox One. That way, you can actually see the Xbox One remotely, so you don't have to switch between different devices to do this. So it can show you what the Xbox One looks like. You can see here, I can go back to the Xbox and see it. Let's go ahead and play this music. And on the phone, I can actually just join in. There's a code in the corner called unbone. There it goes. And as soon as I join in, you can see here I'm listening to the same music. I can actually even suggest tracks. So multiple people can join into this experience. They can see what music I'm listening to. They even suggest music, for example, that can be added to the playlist. And then we can just listen to this music. So it's a great experience that multiple devices can start working together and they can start interacting with each other.
Mm-hmm. So this is the power of Xamarin and UWP together. When you have the best of two worlds coming together and really like having one code base, in this case C Sharp, being shared across so many devices. Another approach, and let's go back to slides, that developers use today to build application is to rely on middlewares. We know there are a lot of middlewares out there, and some of these are actually very compelling and very powerful. One of them is Unity. Unity is a very common middleware for 3D app developers or 3D game developers. It's a great environment where you can build your applications. And so Xbox support applications built with Unity. Same way, in fact, like Unity, as you know, allow you to export to multiple platforms. You can build an app using Unity or a game using Unity and deploy it to any Windows 10 device, as a matter of fact. Windows 10 and UWP is just a target for Unity. And so we're going to show you a quick demo here built by an amazing 3D developer, Petri, in our team. We need to switch.
Let's go ahead, switch, yes.
All right, this is the switching time. We missed the song for the switching. Ta-da! Completely new speakers here. All right, so I'm now into my Unity environment. If you are familiar, if you're not familiar with Unity, this is like the development tool, the development suite for the Unity tools, where I can build my scene in 3D. The application that I'm going to show is an application about weather. Actually, why don't we run the application first?
Let's do it on the Xbox, yes.
So let's switch to the Xbox. And so I have an application here called Atmosphere. And this is a weather application. And so imagine that you want to show the weather to your users. You can see it's powered by Unity, and we're using the free edition of Unity. This is the same Visual Studio. We didn't talk about this, but both Visual Studio, Xamarin, the Unity version we're using now, they're all available for free. So yep. It's easy to get started on these tools. And what it does, this application, now we see this weather of today in Seattle. It's 24 degrees and sunny. That happens a few days per year, but today happens to be sunny. And actually, this is a 3D environment. It's not just a static image. This is a 3D world. In fact, if I switch to the rest of the day weather forecast, you can see that the bubble, that world now is on the right. And we are laying out other content. In this case, we have a text, we have morning, midday, afternoon, etc. That is all the UI that is coming for UWP. It's XAML UI, and I will show you shortly the code. And then this is the part I love most. If you go into the 5 days, now you kind of see a different world, 3D world, for each day. And the lightning, I think there are thunderstorms on Thursday.
Yeah.
And if you notice closely, when there are thunderstorms on Thursday, the light also propagates to the other world, which is just kind of cool. So let's look at how this was built. Let's go back into my dev environment. So these are the worlds that you just saw. So all of the parts of the world, these bubbles, are built with Unity as a 3D tool. And for example, I can go into today, I can put the focus on one of the world. And then I can navigate actually into the world. And so look what happened when I go inside. I'm now navigating in 3D into the world, and I can see navigate the world in 3D. It's actually quite cool, a cool experience. Once you're ready with Unity, once you have your environment ready, from Unity, there is an easy way to export into build settings. You will recognize Windows Store. And this is what export the project as a UWP solution that you can reopen with Visual Studio. Visual Studio will create all of the plumbing for you. So it will be ready to go where you have everything that was exporting from Unity. Now it's running inside a control that Visual Studio will create for you called Swap Chain Panel. This is where you embed your 3D content. And then around that, this is the power of UWP. You can overlay XAML UI. And so if you want to add text boxes or UI or interaction with the users, you don't have to do that in Unity. It is actually much easier to develop that in just in your UWP project. And then you can continue to write your scripts as you were doing before through JavaScript. So let's run this application now on my PC. Again, it's a UWP app, so I run it on the console, but I can run exactly the same application on my PC. And this is like, again, the power of UWP in action. And so now I have my application here. Let's go into the 5 days visualization as an example. And you can see that the application is also responsive. And so as I reduce the window, the content will lay out. And this is all possible thanks to the pivot control in XAML. So extremely easy to get started and build compelling experiences with Unity and with UWP.
That's right. And Unity is just another way to even build cross-platform applications as well, because Unity can run across multiple devices as well, including iOS, Android, as well as the game consoles. And it's been used by 3D designers and game developers at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way to get started developing across everything.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And of course, Unity is just one example of middleware. There are many more middlewares that already support Windows 10 devices. And so our goal is to make sure you can use the existing tools you're already using for your apps and bring them to the Windows 10 world. Let's go back to the slides. I'm going to talk about the last type of experience. And that's something that we call hosted web app. And the idea behind hosted web application, I'm just going to introduce the concept quickly if you're not familiar with it. It's the idea that the web is evolving, the web platform is evolving. And sometimes there are some web experiences that are actually quite powerful. In fact, they are as good as application. When you look at them, they're responsive, the design is captivating, is good. And so what we built starting into Windows 8 and then upgraded even better into Windows 10 is a first party experience as a developer to build a web application, which we call hosted web app. You start from your website, from your web app running on a server, and then you host it inside a native environment. And that allows you to, one, ship that application to a store. And so you're making your content available also for a store. And two, by running inside this native host, this native environment, you get access to all of the universal UWP APIs. That is where the magic happens, right? You start from a web experience, and then that web experience from JavaScript, you can call into native API directly. There is no bridge in between. It's just like direct code into the universal APIs. And then the way to describe this is we've been doing it in a way that is compliant with standards. We've been working with W3C. We've been working on a manifest file, which is just like a JSON file that describes how the web application works. And this is something that, you know, we're working with the ecosystem, so it's not just Microsoft investing in this type of web application, but we've been contributing ideas. So enough talking. Let's show this in action. And for this demo, later in the day, we're going to share how you can build hosted web applications on Windows devices. We have a great development environment. We brought even Bash command line into Windows. So there is there are great tools for web developers to build hosted web app on Windows. We'll see a lot of this later. Right now, I thought I would show something different. And so I conveniently have right here under our feet
a device.
This is called MacBook.
Yeah.
So
you got it right.
Let me put my password. And so the reason I want to show this on another device is because web apps, you know, we're just talking about HTML and JavaScript and standard. And many developers already have existing workflow when it comes to building applications, building websites or building web applications. And so let's say that maybe one or two of you are using this device to build web applications. I'm going to show you how you can actually build a hosted web app for Windows 10, starting from a MacBook, and I'm going to show you how to deploy it to a console. Okay? Ready about this? Here it is. This is my starting point. This is my website. It's called Southridge, and it's just like a demo experience of what a video website could look like. So there are a bunch of videos on the site, and I can go and play the video. There are many ways to build a hosted web app. If you are on Windows, Visual Studio has a lot of templates. It's very easy to do this. On a Mac, you can do this by command line. There are a bunch of tools. Or we built an open source tool called Manifold.js that allows you to start from the website and basically create all of the scaffolding for you. And so I'll show you how that works. I start from taking the URL to the website. And so I'm just going to copy that URL. Then I go to manifoldjs.com. And this is an NPM tool, so you can download it and install it locally. Or in this case, for simplicity, I'm just going to run it online. I pass the URL of my website into the tool, and then I say, get started. OK. No, I don't want that. And what you notice is that here on the right, the tool is inspecting my website and identifying that there is an existing W3C manifest. This is just a JSON file hosted on the same server as the website. And the JSON file describes the properties of the web application. You can see that there is a start URL, I have my display name. I have, for example, information about which API access I want to give to this web application when it's running inside a native environment. And I also have a number of icons that I want to include when I create a package for the native app. And so down at the bottom, I can generate my package. And now, without the need to install anything locally, Manifold.js will create a package for a hosted web app across multiple platforms. I'm going to skip it. I already downloaded this locally. And so if I go into my desktop folder, you will see that the end result is I'm having a hard time clicking on this thing. OK, it's a folder with different type of platforms. For example, if I go inside Cordova, I will see under platforms that I created a scaffolding for a web application for mobile devices, in this case, Android and iOS. And we call this folder Cordova because we're actually using Cordova behind the scenes to create that host environment for you. In Windows 10, there is no need for host environments or bridges. We support a hosted web app natively. You don't really need to do, it's very simple to build a hosted web app on Windows. And so if I go back to the Windows folder, thank you, Nicola. You need
You're
to click
welcome.
Again.
I need to be the clicker.
Please be my clicker. If I go inside manifest, that's all I need for Windows 10. I just have a manifest file that describes my application, and then I have the images that are the assets I'm going to use for the package. So we have the application locally. Now I need to deploy it to the console. Let me introduce another tool that is available and it's running inside the console as well as any other Windows 10 devices. This is what we call the Windows Device Portal. It's basically a Node.js application running inside the device that allows you to debug or deploy or inspect what's going on inside the specific Windows 10 device. So in this case, I'm going to use this tool to deploy the application. So I pick a loose folder here, go inside my manifest folder, and that's all the tool needs. So the tool is going to go and discover that JSON file, that manifest. It's deploying the app locally. The deploy is just happened. And so if I go here into the list, you will see that now I have Southridge app running, like actually not running yet, but it's installed and it's available inside the console. And the next step I'm going to do is to start the application. But before we do this, let's switch back to the console now. And in fact, so this is the console. Let's go back to the home. Okay, and now I'm going to press start on my MacBook, and this will launch remotely the application on Xbox. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly the same web experience that you just saw running in the browser earlier. It's now running as a full hosted web app native application on my console. It was that easy to get started. Now you may wonder, like, is that it? You're really going to take a website and turn it into an application? Is that what you're suggesting to do? Well, actually, no. Like, if you just do that, probably you're missing something. In fact, because now this website is running inside a host environment, you can add native capabilities. You can connect to any universal APIs. In this case, if you go, and we're going to share the code for this website as well as the other apps, but if you go into the source code, you will see we're using a library called TV.js, which is another library we open source, which adds a lot of native capabilities kind of for free. For example, I'm now navigating with my console, and although I didn't have to do anything on the website that is special for Xbox, I get all the navigation using the thumb, how do you call this, the buttons on the console to navigate around. That all comes for free. Or if you have a Kinect plugged, you can use Cortana to say pause, play on the videos. And again, all of that integration with native APIs is for free. And another thing we're using is called System Media Transport Control, which allows you to connect into the same media transport for the shell, for the operating system, which means like if you have an Xbox remote control, you can pause and you can skip forward very easily, as well as the videos and the audio will continue to play in the background automatically. So it's very easy to leverage native APIs from a hosted web application.
That's great. And a lot of people don't realize this, but they can actually do the full development right there on the Mac without actually having to switch to Windows. And they can use tools like Vorlon.js, for example, to do the full development. They can do the debugging, they can remotely attach, and they can write the code in a lot of open source editors like Visual Studio Code, for example, or Sublime, or anything like that.
Right.
That's a great way to get started.
And so you get started on a Mac, and then when you need to do more, you need to use Windows APIs and you want to test the Windows APIs, that's when you move to Windows and you can really leverage the universal APIs. Or if you would like to start with Windows, we have great tools to help you starting from your GitHub repos, et cetera, and just connect them right into Visual Studio or other open source tool. So this is it for web application. And hopefully, this four example just gives you an idea of what's possible. Take this as a starting point. We wanted to inspire you and start thinking, oh yeah, I can build something with Unity, or I can build something with XAML and C# because I already know that language, or I'm a web developer, so maybe I'm interested to get started with JavaScript code. This is just meant to be a beginning. And throughout the day, we're going to go into more details into each of these technologies, and you'll learn more practically like how to do and how to get started.
That's right. After today, we're actually going to open source a lot of these applications that you saw today. So all the four different applications that we had will be, every week, will be available on GitHub as open source. We'll also be publishing blog posts that explain how we build the applications and what's interesting about each application. For example, for the weather application, we'll explain how we built Unity, how you can interact with Unity and XAML. And then we'll make sure to go to the Windows blog to make sure to get those blog posts and to get the code for those applications as well. In terms of today, I think we have a full day of sessions. We're going to get started, as Georgia mentioned. We're going to start right after this session. We're going to have a short session on how to get your console converted into a development console and how to deploy your first application using Visual Studio and use XAML and C# to write your applications. And we're going to continue that conversation on what is new in XAML to build applications that work great on the TV and how to use things like the controller, great with your applications. And we'll do the same thing for web as well. we take the conversation we had about hosted web applications and go into a lot more detail on how to do that with in different ways, how to handle focus, how to handle a controller, et cetera, as a web developer. We will also have a session on designing for TV. There's a lot of things that developers need to know about writing for the TV, because TV is different than what we used to. You know, it's different in terms of input modalities. It's different in terms of size, in terms of how you use it. So it's, there's some good tips and tricks there as well. And then we will close the sessions with publishing to the store session. We'll actually walk you step by step on how to develop applications, how to publish your applications to the store, and how to use some of the cool features that are available into the Dev Center. At the end of the day, we will have a lot of we have some time left to bringing some of the experts that are part of the engineering team to talk to you about, not talk to you, but actually answer your questions that you might have. So you may have the chance to ask questions. So use the Xbox App Dev hashtag or use the Channel 9 question system to ask your questions, and then the engineers will answer them as well. And we'll try to answer your questions as we go along during the sessions, and we'll try to be as interactive with you as possible.
So lots of great content, lots of great speakers. Let's see you again in 5 minutes on how to get started with a console. Thank you.